Yeah, I mean, it's still early, but we've won two in a row now. We've played better offensively the last couple games. We've played two really good opponents. St. Louis is a good team. They're on the upswing for sure. They got a real good defense, real good young quarterback, and some young receivers are improving. So it's a good win for us. We needed this one going home. Hopefully, to get back on the right track before the bye, knowing what we got afterwards. But yeah, we got nine games left. It's a long season, but games like this are important.
Aaron, how key was the third quarter in terms of the way the time of possession really flipped? I mean, I think you were down 7 minutes at the half, and mm-hmm. I think you had it for almost 12 minutes in the third. How important was that for you guys?
Yeah, that was huge. I mean, we had one of our best drives of the season for sure, starting the second half. It wasn't the prettiest drive, but we converted a lot of third downs, and we held the ball for 7 minutes. So that helped our defense out, I think, and obviously got it back to a two-score game for us. That was a very key drive for us and a good one to look back on as we watch this film tomorrow.
I also asked Coach McCarthy just about the fan support you guys had here. I mean, it was loud. Pro Packer fan. Can you just talk a little bit about that, being here in St. Louis and hearing Go Pack Go basically throughout the whole game?
Yeah, this is one of the shorter trips, I think, for some of our fans, which is still a jaunt. I think it's probably about, 8 hours maybe driving if you're probably pressing the speed limit a little bit. So we love our fans. I mean, got to see a couple of them yesterday in the carriage, and it's been fun to have such great support. I mean, the chants are incredible. The boos that we had today on one of those calls from our fans was incredible. It was louder than the cheers for the Rams. Special connection between the players and the fans, and we just love our fans. And we've had some amazing experiences on the road here in that Go Pack Go chant leading games.
Aaron, what really took your playing percentage on
the league? Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good. Jeff did a great job of snapping that one early there, and from there, it's just kind of ad-libbing a little bit. To be honest with you, I saw kind of the left side collapse a little bit. I was thinking I might be able to run and get some yards and keep the play clock going. Randy put his hand up and felt good about the throw. He made a great catch in the end zone. That's a big time play for us, and we've made some big ones at times when they draw them offsides.
Do you even throw that ball if it's not a free play? I mean, did that contribute to it?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, that's – but to be honest with you, as I moved to my left, I couldn't quite tell when Jeff snapped it if he was offsides or not. I just – usually, maybe it's different at home, but I feel like I can kind of see the flag a little better on my peripheral. As I caught the snap, I mean, I saw the guy on my right jump a little bit. I couldn't tell if he was across the line. That gets in that gray area where Jeff is aggressive to snap it, but – forcing the ball there when it's not offsides would not be a good thing. So as a roll to my left, I did feel like it was either us or nobody on that throw. So he made a great catch.
Aaron, that last touchdown on the right, Cobb not only had the touchdown catch, but he had two huge third down conversions. What, maybe talk about his development, just how good he's been.
Yeah, I mean, he's a star in the making. He's a big-time player. He has the right approach for being a professional. He takes his job very seriously. Sees the game through the eyes of a quarterback. He's played quarterback before, but he asks the right questions. He wants to be on the same page with me. He wants to, wants to know what I'm thinking. He's always in tune to second reaction plays, and those are some big time plays. The first one really got us going, and he broke a tackle, and then obviously the second one kept that drive going. He's a lot of fun to play with, and he's a good human being, which makes it even easier.
Weird. How important was it for you to follow up the 6-touchdown game last week with basically, use a horse racing term, no bounce factor? You came back, 3 touchdowns, 350-plus yards. I mean, how important was that for you today?
Well, that wasn't really on my mind. My mind is usually focused on doing what I can do to put ourselves in good situations at the line of scrimmage, and I'm expected to be consistent week in and week out. There's been times where that hasn't been the case, but I'm happy with the way that our offense is progressing. And obviously I want to come out and play really well. Missed a couple throws I probably could have hit, but other than that, I think it was a good performance by our offense.
Coach McCarthy talked about finishing on the road. He said that was a great drive for you to build off and put the game away. Is that just the way you want to finish the football game?
Yeah, that's what we've done around here in the past. We've, you know, we've been up maybe a score and or less than a touchdown and had to come up with a big drive, and we've been able to. So we're proud of that. We had to convert some tough third downs today. I'm not sure what the percentages were, but I'd like to think that we converted a number of third downs that kept drives going and flipped the time of possession, gave our defense a little bone there, and we're able to finish off, you know, that drive with a touchdown and put it back to two scores and gave us a good chance to win the game. Well, we'd like to think so, you know, but for whatever reason, you know, we'd also welcome any doubters or any naysayers to continue to say what they've been saying, because you know, I think it's really brought us together the last couple of weeks, and not just the negative comments, but the fact that there's been a greater sense of urgency with our team, our players. Our veteran players have spoken up when they've needed to. Our young players are kind of buying in and starting to believe starting to see what a successful team can look like if things are done the right way. So I'm proud of Coach McCarthy, the direction that he's laid out for this team, the focus that he's given us, and the guys have responded positively.
Two more.
Considering you missed a practice on Wednesday, just how good did you feel in that game and the rhythm that you found with your offense? Does it get any better than that?
Yeah, I didn't feel great pregame. I actually I felt real good Thursday practicing. Friday was okay. For whatever reason, the last couple of days I haven't felt good, but I was hoping it would loosen up. It did loosen up during the game, and I told Tom Clements on the sideline that drive of the beginning of the second half was our best drive of the season, not just because it was an important one, which it was, to get us a two-score game, but, we had to go the long way. We had to go 80 yards, and it was methodical, and we converted third downs. And we needed drives like that. I mean, we've had some big plays. We've had some quick strike scores. But against a real good defense, to be able to, in the second half, when we needed scores, to take drives down the field, keep them going, and finish them off was important for us and a good growth experience for us.
Last two games around, have you kind of felt like you dictated to the defense, you know, where you're going to go with the ball, as opposed to kind of the other way around?
Yeah, I think that's probably safe to say. I think we've had a couple real good plans. We've been aggressive. I've been playing better, and we've been able to score a lot of points. So, I was interested to see how they play us today. They have a lot of different looks on film. Obviously the root of this defense and Greg Williams, they've played us a couple different ways. The two times we've played them. They played it kind of more like Chicago did, a little softer. They still played their one high, but not a bunch of pressures. And when you do that, you give us some opportunities to make some plays outside. And Jordy had some big catches early and Randall late.
Last